Okay, we're recording there. I'm gonna turn this on. I can never remember where the record button is. There we go. I'll just start recording. Okay, Steven?
Yeah, we're ready?
Yeah. All right, welcome everyone out today. Wednesday, April 20th. We'll go ahead and start from the top on the minutes from the council meeting on January 5th, 2022. Do we have any motions to approve those minutes? Has anyone reviewed them?
I have. I would move to approve.
A second? I reviewed them as well. I can second those.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Great.
So those are taken care of. Budget review.
So you can see in the notes there, just we did get the grant. From CCJJ for a portion of Ron's salary. It didn't go into effect as soon as we thought, so we're actually going to be accounting for it half of this fiscal year, half next fiscal year. I mean, that shouldn't have a huge impact, but there was that little quirk. I am applying for FY23 grant application for additional fundings for additional user licenses. Our contract with the prosecutor is due, our 5 years are up this coming year. And so I'm going to be seeking grant funding as well to renew the license or renew the contract. Requested from JTI, you know, what those costs would be. I think I know what they would be, but I'm requesting that. With the original contract, it was a 5-year term, but with grant funding, CCJJ is saying that we have to do it on a yearly basis. So instead of, you know, 5-year cushion, it'll just be on a year-by-year basis. But CCJJ is extremely invested in case management systems, very supportive of us applying for the grant funding. And I just need to do a tweak when I've modified the grant application, and it's there for review. So I'm hopeful that we will get that. We did receive the $16,000 grant from NAPC to help cover our train the trainer course. Ed was there. So that brought our net costs down substantially. And then just so y'all know, we switched over to an online version of our budget, as it says. So we've got just some bugs that we've, learning curve. Nothing wrong with the program, just a learning curve that we've been trying to figure out. We're good on the budget.
I have a quick question on the e-prosecutor stuff. Our 5 years, so my understanding when we first entered this was the 5 years would begin from the time each jurisdiction received the programming.
Right, and so that first jurisdiction, and it could be that maybe we do not have to renew, but I think it is. It's just going to be time to re-up that contract and start refunding. Refunding as in returning funds, but continuing to fund.
Okay. Just making sure, because we've only been on 2 years.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have any word on e-filing?
Ron, word on e-filing?
Yeah, they're supposed to be in testing here in the next little bit. That's all I know is that they've got it to the point where they did some successful tests on the test system, so they want to get it into production and have one agency test it in production and then see how it goes there.
And Will, I know you're talking to Jeff, that's okay. Salt Lake County, have you guys yet started e-filing with e-prosecutor, do you know?
Last week we launched with Unified Police Department.
Okay.
In a month we'll be bringing in other agencies, but I believe that at least with Unified,
okay,
today marks 1 week that we've been doing.
What do you mean with Unified?
We have 26 different law enforcement agencies we work with. Unified Police Department is the only agency that's sending us things through prosecutors and then we're any files.
Yeah, I think we're talking about going to the courts, though.
Yes. That's answering that by saying only from Unified Police Department cases.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I think that's
interesting. Why would that make a difference?
Why would it make a difference?
Yeah, like, so my assistants do the data entry on an e-prosecutor and then they have to do that to the court filing, but aren't we talking about e-prosecutor eliminating that second one with the court?
And I believe we have.
And you're able to do it
but
just
so far only with the one agency that's coming through e-prosecutor.
So does their stuff, do you have a bridge with them? Is that why?
That's my understanding.
You guys don't data entry their stuff, it just comes to you, right?
So you eliminate both of them.
And we do that with Just Where Now, and we're hoping to go to e-prosecutor, we're hoping to go live this fall, and our bridge guy is saying that he's gonna.
I will verify it.
Yeah, I just wonder, because I know we were always, we're lagging just behind what Salt Lake's doing, or, I don't know, maybe lagging behind is the right way to describe it, but as Salt Lake goes live with e-prosecutor, you know, we would anticipate that we would as well.
I will verify that right now.
Okay.
So, Will, just a quick question also, so what reporting program is Unified using?
Spillman or?
Verse, Verse X.
Okay. And actually, Ron, I can report on our meeting with the prosecutor a little bit later on, unless you have some other questions. Okay. For June's meeting, in terms of budget, that's when we'll have a proposed budget for you. And then, you know, it's typical, we have to wait until August until we find out what our final carryover is for the final budget. Jeff?
I mean, interject. This is what I was talking to Will about. I think e-prosecutor is the next 5 years, yeah. Maybe. But beyond that, my two cents is we may be going the wrong direction. That maybe we should be looking at getting the AG and the larger county IT departments or any smaller county that's good and building something of our own, figuring out how to fund that through CCJJ. Otherwise, we're going to be beholden to
JTI.
Is that what it's called then?
JTI, yeah.
JTI, they're going to be like Spillman, right? You want to make a change, that's $2 million. 10 years from now, our rates are going to go up and up and up. I mean, I'm suggesting we ought to at least consider creating a committee down the road and figure out how, when I was with Utah County, our IT department could have done it. And I think Salt Lake, probably the state, they have the capability of building a program like this. Maybe not with every bell and whistle,
yeah. But
one that we can manage. I mean, look how much trouble Salt Lake had just getting the e-filing going.
Right.
I mean, what a nightmare.
Right.
Utah County, we didn't have those problems, so our IT department was pretty, they were able to work through the problems because they're a little bit smaller. But I worry that we're going down the wrong path. I think it's the great path now.
Mm-hmm.
But
I appreciate that. I just don't want to go back to PIMS. I mean, you know, the PIMS type era where we're responsible for the programming. I mean, is that kind of what you're thinking?
Well, I think it's going to be broader than that. Just to piggyback, the desire of the legislature to have a singular data source, the best way they can get that data is to create the program across multiple agencies.
I agree. And so, actually, as long as we're here, Ron, chime in. Let's review. And Jeff, you're in that meeting with CCJJ. Sorry, I'm not feeling well this morning.
Tom Ross.
You know, we talked about that the state really needs to back, you know, a single system, you know, for law enforcement, prosecutors.
They're giving up on law enforcement. Tom won't go down that route because they've tried that before. And law enforcement is a little different, right? They have many more jurisdictions, kind of, than we do.
Yeah.
And they have more personality problems than we do. We're fairly unified. And I think the legislature would be very interested, because the benefit we could give the legislature is you get all, we're the funnel that everything goes through. If we can make that funnel where you can pull the data from without the nightmare of connecting VersaDex and Spillman, Utah County is different than Spillman for Sandy or whatever. They have different tweaks.
Yeah.
My view is it's something that we ought to be looking at down the road.
Right, and the reason I brought up Tom is he just dismissed out of hand having a unified, you know, one for prosecutors saying, well, look what happened with the cops. And it is, I mean, it would be different, you know, for prosecutors.
Bob, we get along well.
Two thoughts on this. First, the state already has infrastructure in place to make this work through the USEJA system. Like, you look at how the e-warrant system works. You have an officer who has somebody on the side of the road or at the station. They need a blood draw warrant or whatever warrant that they need, right? They submit that warrant through USEJA. It can go to a prosecutor for review before it goes to the court. The prosecutors are connected to it. They can send it back to the police. The police send that to the courts. There's already an infrastructure in place for the state to run a system like this. Now it's going to take a lot more work to build what we're talking about, but the system's already in place, and it can be done. Second, my answer to the police is if the legislature tells them you have to use this program, then police have to use that program. And so if they're that interested enough in making everybody be on the same system, they have the ability to do that. Now, do they have the political will and desire to do that? I don't know. But they certainly can say that you're going to use this system. And
I don't think they would be able to do that because the police have a lot of impact.
Certainly. They
but if we were willing to come as partners and say, listen, for, I don't know, Ron, you got to step in. You're not a million, 2 million, 100 million, I don't know what it'd be, 50,000.
It would be a huge chunk of money to build a system like that that every prosecutor agency would be connected to. You're probably talking in the neighborhood of $40 to $80 million.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Well, I don't think that's even close to being true. Well, I'm not an IT guy.
I'm just guessing because that's $80 million other states to do it.
Well, $80 million is an insane amount of money in the IT world.
If you go back to the last 20 years, when we've tried to work with the state, every time we want anything done, every time we try to do anything, they're impossible to work with. Now, they only want money. They always want money from us. So what's going to happen with that is the state's going to pass this if we ask for it, and then we're going to pay for it. Every jurisdiction, the state's not going to pay the money for this. They're not going to volunteer their IT group. Their IT group charges every agency money for everything they do for them.
I'm not, this is probably a larger discussion, so, but I'm not
that's
suggesting
the
that state IT do it.
Yeah.
There is already a model in place. There's a company called CSS that is a 401, 501c.
Something.
I work with them anyway. It's a state, they work for the assessors. It's a state mandated program done through a taxation program. I can describe it later. But basically, they're funded by the state to build a program for the assessors. And they have a number of private, they contract out with programmers, and it's ready to go. I mean, it's worked. I don't know how much it costs them, but it's a complex system. It is something that we could do. I'm not saying state IT, but Salt Lake has a big IT department. Utah County does. The AG does. You know, Washington, all we have IT departments. If we had the funding, I'm just suggesting we had a look at it. I don't know if we could do it.
I think it should go that direction. I absolutely do. But the legislature is going to have to pass laws because the courts are impossible to work with. That's why you're still, that's one of the biggest holdups to why you are still 8 years later, right? Doing this. But when the courts are told by the legislature, you have to use this system.
The legislature funds it.
Yeah.
The courts will cooperate.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, can we get rid of the two systems in the court too, and have that all in one too?
That's the goal.
Anyway, sorry, Rob.
Well, no, that's okay. I mean, so what do y'all, what the rest of you think? I mean, how would we want to proceed with something like that?
I think the first step would be to figure out a committee that's going to have representation from some of the smaller counties. And the bigger counties have customized it more to see what would it look like, what would it take, right? Like that'd be the first is this doable with how different everybody's doing? Could we get what each person wants into one system, or how close could we get to that?
Right.
And then we'd have to figure out how much does that cost, right?
Well, and what's it going to cost for, let's say, the AG's office to leave legal files? You know, that you guys have had legal files for what, 3 or 4 years now? We have had it. I say you guys because I never use it, and I don't know if you use it, Dan. But I mean, you know, what would it cost to persuade the AG's office to leave and whoever's using Carpel and some of these others? But again, I guess if it was funded by the state, that would be one thing that maybe the office would.
There's a myriad of problems we'd have to work through.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if it's funded by the state and does what we want it to do.
right. Is.
We should have had this idea last year when all the ARPA money was floating around and hadn't been spent. It's gone.
It seems to me that we're 5 years into e-prosecutor. We're still working out bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a system that's X amount of times bigger than that, that's run by a state, and it's built by somebody who's never done anything like this before, that seems like a pretty heavy lift.
Now, as Ron said, there are other states that have something similar placed statewide, like Colorado. They're equivalent of us. They did develop, they did PIMS, but they did it, I mean, they put the money to it, invested the money in it, and it's a really good system that they have marketed. And Ron, where in other states are you aware of that have done it?
There's a few others, but the money I said, by the way, 40 million plus, is because of ongoing funding. That's not the initial cost alone, sorry. It's just that I've talked with people from other states that have done it, and they've paid anywhere from, you know, 10 million on up just to get it started. And then they have an IT department that is like a department like UPC, but they have an IT group that manages it, updates it, you know, that type of thing. To have multiple counties and stuff involved in it could be very tricky. But yeah, if Delaware's done one that's a statewide system for everybody, law enforcement, APNP, courts, the defense attorneys, and the prosecutors, everybody's on it. They have an IT department of about 25 people that are on it all the time, making updates and managing it and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, I'm not an IT person, Ron, but is it feasible that we call Colorado and say, hey, we'll give you $1 million if we can copy your system? I mean, for Utah County, for example, we would give away things that our IT department had developed. We shared it with people because we didn't care. We're not in it for money. Maybe we could call Colorado, copy theirs, and then tweak it for our state.
I can't remember how Colorado did. I know Delaware did it internal, but they're a state agency that actually developed it and maintained it.
Yeah, I know Colorado. And
Colorado, I think, was a third-party one, or were they? I don't remember. It's been too long since I talked to Colorado or anybody there, but we could certainly, wouldn't hurt to contact a few people and ask them, hey, you know, would you be willing to share, or even if at a cost, and find out. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think we're just at preliminary stages. All I'm suggesting is maybe we start thinking about it.
Right.
I don't think I'd make it to the end of the day if I suggested to Lisa in my office that we start.
I understand that problem. Yeah.
Well, this is a 5-10 year thing. I mean, I'm not suggesting it's going to be
immediate.
It might not even be five. It might even be longer than that.
Yeah.
But I think this model has a lot of downsides that maybe we could remedy. The model of we'll go out and get our own, and we get picked off financially by these different companies.
Right.
Yeah. The CCJJ didn't seem very, at least the one guy, I guess it was Tom, seemed like there's no way they're going to pursue something like that. But if the legislature did it, that doesn't matter, I guess.
Well, it's like, you know, we're saying is if we can get unified, you know, present a unified front as prosecutors' offices and say, you know, we really are interested in this, we can work together to get some traction. But, I mean, you're right, it's going to be several years, I think, down the road.
I don't think you'll get traction in the legislature from the prosecutors.
Yeah.
You'd have to get the defense bar. You'd have to get somebody besides prosecutors to get a state, to get the legislature to do something like this.
You've already got the legislature wanting the data, though.
Right,
yeah.
You've already got the momentum. It's not a new idea to them. They want the data. You want the data, this is how you get it. This is the easiest way to get it.
But we're providing them the data now through the prosecutor. So it's not
to
like
some extent. It's not exactly how they want it.
Sure.
And they would like to get it uniformly from everybody. That's another thing.
And frankly, they're not getting it. I was in a meeting where they talked about it. They're not getting it. But they're getting this much.
It looks like all that they are getting is coming from our...
From us.
From us. From
they're not getting it from the courts. They're not getting it from police. They're not getting it.
And they're not getting it. Like, I was on the phone with the CCJJ guy yesterday and just feeling sorry for him because he's not getting it from us either yet. And we were talking through how in the world we can get it.
Yeah.
What they're getting from us is not the same thing. What we're all providing is different formats, different data pieces. They don't mean the same thing. So it's been a nightmare for CCJJ.
Well, and frankly, they've lost stuff that we handed to them as well. Mm-hmm. It's not
been
our fault.
Last year.
Right. Right. Yeah. They haven't been great in telling us what format to submit the data in.
No, they just said give us the data, so we gave it in the format that we could. That was the that was easy enough to do that it didn't involve a ton of time on our end. But we can certainly change that if there's a unique format.
103 sieges.
There's a lot of stuff going on with that data connection.
So if we put together a working/discussion group, whatever we want to call it, I mean, who, anybody in here would be interested in participating? Eric? Okay.
I think we need to
do it, Ryan. Okay. And then maybe we can get some people from SWAP as well.
Yeah, and honestly, we'll need some of Salt Lake and the AGs, I think, at a minimum.
Yeah.
Dan loves more.
We should probably volunteer someone from our IT staff to participate in some level as well.
Yeah.
Because they love these kinds of things.
Right. I'll reach out to Chris and ask him.
You know, someone fired.
Yeah. Feel free to reach out yourself from my office. No, I'll mention it.
Yeah.
It's just the week after we launched is a bad time to talk about it.
Right.
I know you just had a baby, but would you like another one?
That's an 8-year process to be launched.
Was it that long?
Yeah. 8 years ago we started talking about
it. Yeah, it's when I first got hired, that was one of the first things is get a new case management system. So, okay. I'll reach out to maybe to...
I'd go for that one.
Chris, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well then, just finishing up on eProsecutor, those of you that are using it, there was a software license and support agreement and a joinder document that needs to be signed. Somehow we overlooked that. It's nothing new. It doesn't obligate anybody to anything new. It's just an additional document that we failed to get signed at the very beginning. And so Ron has been sending those out. If you,
I actually was going to wait until everybody here knew that.
Okay.
I was going to send them out, and that they, I don't think they changed anything, but then I'm not a lawyer, so I've read through it. It doesn't seem like it's anything different. It just is another joiner that says you can agree to what we've already agreed to by signing the form. So I'll send it out and let you guys review it and give me any feedback. It's, I don't know how that didn't get included in the original package.
Right.
It wasn't attached.
Right.
For some reason, we found it sitting around, and one of their lawyers said, well, you haven't sent in the second joinder. And I go, what second joinder? And then we found it. So that's all it is just the software license agreement joinder.
Yeah.
Sorry, then, Bob, to interrupt. Yvette just texted, she's not able to get on. She's tried multiple times.
Oh. Okay. Let's see. I'm not sure how to... Hey Ron, could you come and try to send Yvette, see if you can send Yvette to Rodier the invite? Can you do that for me?
I don't know if I can do that from here or not.
Okay, any other questions or discussion on
the screen? I can't see the
screen. With eProsecutor, any other questions? Eric, I was curious, so when you guys, you're doing your own eProsecutor licensing, how, were they willing to work with you on your pricing, or are they gouging you a bit?
I mean, we did an RFP, and we kind of drove them based on what some other companies were doing.
Okay.
That was comparable. And we feel like we're in the ballpark of where we're at with Just Right.
Okay.
It went up some, but not a ton.
Okay.
Not any more than what our annual costs were basically getting us to.
And what are they telling you about e-filing?
So we pay an outside consultant to write all those bridges for us. And he just has access, as the prosecutor is building stuff for us, he has access to all that, and so he's working on it simultaneously, and he's been doing it for us for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't had a problem with anybody in a long time.
Okay, interesting. We should have hired your guy.
He's our former undersheriff. He's stellar.
Okay.
But they already built it. I mean, that
yeah,
link already works.
Yeah.
Utah County's been using it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a call, it's probably been 2 years ago, from JTI that said, hey, you're a small office. We want to start doing trials, you know, of e-filing through eProsecutor from you. Are you willing to do that? I talked to my legal assistants and things we were, and we had a couple of, there were a couple phone calls spaced a couple weeks apart, and then I haven't heard a thing from them since. It's been about 2 years.
Are we all talking about the same thing?
Well, filing information and other such documents to the court from your...
Yeah, so
yeah.
So right now, those are on eProsecutor. You can go in and create all your documents, you do the data entry, and then create your case. And because there isn't a bridge, you have to... separately save all of those documents in some other type of file, go into the court system, do all the data entry, and then upload your documents. Like we're talking about the bridge, that's instead of doing that separate process, it's click, 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 and it's done.
Yeah.
And that bridge does not exist. But you're saying you have an internal guy that created that bridge for you, and you're saying that Utah County has had that for.
We wouldn't pay JustWare until they did that for us. And
I think that's the same thing that our contract is, right?
And my understanding is they went away from JustWare in Utah County, but it was working for the last couple of years while I was there.
That we were able to keep really good when I worked for you. It was awesome.
The lack of the bridge was a part of that.
So if they have it for one, why can't they do it for us?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So it's JustWare that has the bridge, not eProsecutor.
Well, but it's the same.
Same company.
It's the same company.
ATI.
Different background, the back end is enough different that they have to rewrite it to make it work for that end.
But our guy's confident that ours will be up and ready when JustWare.
This is why, this is like Spillman, right? If you want it, you pay $1 million. If you want it, you pay $1 million.
And this is why whether we end up going with a unified system or not, I think there would be some serious advantage in knowing what everybody's done to customize JustWare or eProsecutor, right? Like, and seeing how people are using their systems so that we can be past, like, Utah County and Salt Lake County probably have some great ideas that I would love to coach, but I have no idea what they are. So if we had a group that was talking about that, that would probably make all of us more efficient. Yeah. Especially if it's already built for somebody, it shouldn't be that hard for the rest of us to negotiate whatever that is.
Okay. I think we're ready to move on.
Move on then to, that was the budget review still.
Yeah.
Legislative review, 2022 legislative review.
So you all remember I came before or during the session that Alex Wilson was wanting to, his proposal was that we have to increase by $50 over the next 6 years. Thankfully that did not make it out of committee. And so in fact, Senator Owens made a comment that he felt that the state should be more fully funding prosecutor training. I'm not sure what that could possibly look like, but that we have been spared that. But then Alex, I saw an email. I was out of town last week. He's got a new job.
He's now kind of in charge of all the operational review of performance measures.
Okay.
So he's not necessarily over this committee.
Yeah.
He's still around.
Yeah.
He's still a voice in there, but there's a new.
Okay. Okay. And then just so you're aware, with Senate Bill 35, it was part of the expungement modification bill, but in there, you can see on line 372, it modified UPC's statutory mission or mandate that we now have to gather and maintain a contact list of all prosecution entities in the state. And we got a nominal amount of money because we don't have time to hunt down every prosecuting agency in this state. And so we got some money to hire a person to do that. However, at our CCJJ meeting, one of their guys there, he has almost done the work for us. He's reached out and identified, I don't remember how many it was, all these cities that that potentially could have a contract prosecutor or contracting with a larger county, and has agreed that we can use his list as a starting point to try to identify. So. That's not part of our mandate that we will be having to update and maintain. And it's a good thing because I get people ask how many prosecutors are in the state. And I don't know, unless they register for our conferences, we just don't know who all is out there.
Well, and part of the Clean Slate legislation a few years ago required the courts, the administrative office of the courts, to contact prosecutors. And they hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
And they realized there isn't
a list.
A directory.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd almost be easy if the bar is part of our licensing, or you're a prosecutor, or you need to do contract prosecuting or something like that. Maybe we could work with them as well. But so, in terms of legislation that affected UPC, it was relatively quiet this year. Anything that we should be mindful of next year?
Bob, legislative about that. When does that mean? Is there a date on that that has to be done?
I don't remember if there was a date. Probably. Sooner than later.
I suppose they wanted to put a word public available like on our website.
Correct.
Or something.
Yeah.
Would most county attorneys know who the other prosecutors are in their jurisdictions? I know Salt Lake would be difficult.
It gets complicated.
Yeah, yeah.
With the justice courts.
I think most other people.
I mean, I think it would be difficult for Salt Lake. Probably Salt Lake, Davis, Utah, maybe. I don't know.
I mean, do you guys know?
That Salem just is hiring a new city attorney to do prosecution for them instead of.
Oh, really?
Instead of